you go, Lee.
And this week we're looking at those dodgy door knockers. So I guess it's buyer beware.
Look, you might remember a few months ago we had to help some people out who were stooged by the mainland door knockers, and these poor souls were coerced with a few lies and high-pressure sales tactics to sign up for Solar Systems. They're at the best-case scenario, we're 100% over the retail value of the product, and at the worst-case scenario, 300% over the mark.
So did you lodge a complaint?
We did lodge a complaint on behalf of the aggrieved victims with the Clean Energy Council, who are the governing body behind the Approved Solar Retail Scheme.
Now, Adrian, what is the Approved Solar Retail Scheme, or ASR?
Well, I'm glad you asked. So let's read the spiel. The Clean Energy Council Approved Solar Retail Program is a way for businesses that sell solar or storage to show their commitment to responsible sales and marketing activities and industry best practices.
Gee, that sounds marvellous, doesn't it? A company that agrees to have their processes and behaviour held account by just signing up to a code of conduct.
It does. It sounds absolutely wonderful. So the offending door-knocking company, which I believe, Lee, may have left Tasmania, were ASRs. And they were in multiple breaches of the ASR code of conduct that they'd signed up to. And they'd also been up for review for previous multiple breaches only a short time earlier, before we started our investigation. Yeah, you'd think it'd be safe that asking them to be investigated by the governing body for some quite egregious breaches in direct violation of the governing code would have a dire outcome for that company.
So did the Clean Energy Council investigate this?
They did investigate to their credit, and they did find the offender had breached the code multiple times.
So what was the outcome?
Nothing was the outcome. So the door knockers pinky promised to not do it again, and that was the end of that. That was a waste of time. So they're still running around ripping off vulnerable people all over the country, and they've got their bright and shiny ASR badge saying Clean Energy Council has vetted their processes and behaviour, and they're squeaky clean. Even though they were investigated, they were found in breach, but nothing actually happened. There was no ramifications. So this goes to my next point, and this is a wide-ranging phenomenon across many industries, fake and worthless accreditations. So these are what we call faux accreditations to aid as selling tools or to give a false sense of security. These are things companies can just buy. They're not real. They don't hold any water as an actual measure to hold companies to account, as a purely just a device to lull potential customers into a false sense of security so they'll spend their money.
So I was just wondering, what does it cost to, say, buy the ASR badge?
Well, company, it would cost me $600 per year,
right?
At least $1,200 to buy the quoting software, the official quoting software, and then the CEC would get a cut of every single kilowatt of solar I installed. So depending on the size of the company, that can be very lucrative. So while they are the governing body in charge of policing their own scheme, they are not so disposed to bite the hands that feed them. So guess what, a suspended or disqualified ASR doesn't have to pay any of that. Why would you disqualify or suspend your income stream?
Now, we're consumers. Where does it leave us?
Well, in my opinion, the only companies operating in Tasmania buying the ASR badges are trying to buy credibility. If they already have credibility amongst the community, why do they need to buy it? It's just a smoke and mirrors trick. If the consumer sees the ASR logo or any program as part of a sales process, I would encourage them to approach the whole, you can feel safe purchasing off an ASR or whatever the code of thing is that whatever company's bought. It's just a selling tool. From our experience with the dodgy door knockers, there was no governance, there was no ramifications for those that chose to operate outside the code of conduct that they actually signed up to abide by.
Understood. Now, I guess the ASR badge or any, say, puffed up phony accreditation and in any industry, Adrian, hopefully should sound the alarm bells with consumers now.
Exactly. Forewarned is forearmed. And look, it's not that hard. Don't get frightened off, Lee, because follow these simple steps. Stick local, get multiple quotes, and never, ever sign on the day for anything ever.
So follow those simple steps and you'll be in a much safer position not to be ripped off. And let's face it, we don't want to be ripped off, do we, mate?
No, we don't. And you don't need to be, The solar is a wonderful product. There's some absolutely awesome local providers, not just us. You've got plenty of choices. Don't feel pressured or coerced into, with these fake accreditation schemes.
And the good thing about you can pop into your showroom, because you're nice and local there at Sheffield Road in Sprayton at any time.
That's correct, mate. So 56 Sheffield Road, we've got all the gear on display. We are looking at probably changing some panels and changing some inverters soon, because the gear keeps, evolving, so does our showroom. Or you can give us a call on 1300 502 599, and we can come to you, and that's right across the northwest coast, even down to Launceston and beyond. have a look for us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you on that, or look at our website. And if anyone out there has been stung by dodgy door knockers, we'd love to hear from you and maybe we can help you out.
Yeah, give them a name and shame. There's nothing better than seeing in the showroom and seeing the workings of it, because let's face it, your industry continually updates and it's continually evolving, doesn't it?
It never stops.
Adrian Luke from DMS Energy. We'll have more power savers again next Monday morning.